Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Refuse to Receive Symptoms Already in Progress.
Don't ever give up. It's never too late. It's never too late. I mean, stand on that word. And I've got another wonderful testimony that a man told me a while ago, and I'm going to ask Max to come up and give his testimony. And I want you to listen real close to this one, too. This is an awesome testimony. He told me about this. I just got all excited. I want you to hear this.
It's kind of hard to follow, Paul.
Yeah.
But this one will speak to the women.
Amen.
18 years ago, my wife got her master's degree, and our agreement was she got her master's degree, I'd give her diamond earrings. So for 18 years, she's worn diamond earrings, you know, on and off, and she'd put them in, and she'd wear them for 2 or 3 days, and then take them out and, you know, change earrings or whatever. Well, last Wednesday, she took my son up to Oklahoma to register for college. And when she was gone, she was wearing the earrings. Well, when she came back, she was missing one. She didn't know where it was, but she was back at the house missing an earring. And I said, well, let's just pray about it. So she prayed, I prayed. At the same day, we had a lady come in, and she helps clean the house. So she had cleaned the house and, you know, cleaned the shower. My mother-in-law is staying with us. She took a shower that afternoon, you know. Then on Thursday, that was Thursday afternoon, so it's Wednesday, Thursday, my wife was taking one of our other sons, got up early, she showered before me, and then I got up and showered. And so there's been 4 people in the shower so far. The cleaning lady, my wife, my mother-in-law, and now me. When I finish the shower, I look down on the floor, and about 6 inches from the drain, I pick up her diamond earring. Now, the miracle comes in. My wife was wearing these diamond earrings, and all you women understand diamond earrings have backs on them. Picked it up, still had the back on it. So, that's the miracle that started that day.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen, amen, amen. Let me tell you something. When the Lord says, pray about
everything
with
thanksgiving.
Okay, y'all have got it. You understand why he does things like that. Just think. I mean, that she had had those things, he said, for 18 years, I think he said. And then she wore them to Oklahoma and back, and then she lost it. I mean, you know, she had it in. So it means the little clip was on the back. And all you women, I know, understand that, but when she gets back, when it's missing, and they pray. And just think, you can't have too many people praying, can you? I mean, she prayed, he prayed, the cleaning lady prayed, they all prayed, but what gets me is 4 people had been through that shower. 4 people. 3 of them took showers, and 1 of them cleaned it. And then when Max goes in there and looks down there on the floor, there is that earring with the clip. When he told me the clip was still on the back of it, I thought, this is absolutely. I said, when they prayed, what did God do?
He put it all together.
He sent an angel to find all the pieces, put it all back together. And after everybody had been through the shower, when Max started to get in it, he looked down, the angel had laid it right there. You know, there's no way 3 people could have showered and cleaned that shower and that thing still lay 6 inches from the drain. So, I mean, is our God an awesome God? He is beyond awesome, is he not? Wow. Don't you love serving a God that shows up and does things for us? Heals our bodies, answers all kinds of prayer. Just think, when he says, ask me anything with thanksgiving, I will do it for you. You know, he really meant that, didn't he? One of these days, we're going to get it. If we keep on, we're going to get that. Aren't we, Mike, we're going to find out what it's like. He can answer a prayer for anything you can ask for if you ask in faith, nothing wavering. That's the only secret You've got to ask in faith, nothing wavering. And then you got to stand on that word. Just like Paula said, you know, if the enemy tries to come back and put a symptom upon you, you say no. No, I'm not letting you, devil. You're a liar. You're out of here. You're not going to put this back on me. I'm not going to let you put this back on me. I was healed by the stripes of Jesus. I'm going to stay healed by the stripes of Jesus. And you're not going to do this to me. And so Max asked me a while ago, he said, well, have you got your 2010 vision yet? I said, not yet, but I'm still working on it. He said, well, I'm just believing God for 2020 for me. I said, well, 2020 would have been good enough for me, but the Lord told Cheryl to pray for me for 2010. So if he told her to pray for 2010, then I'm going to be believing that the day's coming when he's going to give me 2010 vision. Yeah. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Wow, were those some good testimonies? Are those good testimonies? Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Okay, let's go to 1 John 1. Let's go to 1 John 1. Let's look into the book of 1 John today. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled, of the word of life. Now then, I want to know, is this woman sitting here on the front, really sitting here on the front row? She looks like she is. I'm looking at her. Yeah, she's real. She's warm. And I've looked at her, and I've felt of her, and I've talked with her, and I've ate with her. Let me tell you, this woman's real. Do y'all understand?
Yes.
Now, this is what these people are trying to tell us. Let me tell you, this Jesus that we're talking about, he's just not some fly-by-night cowboy. We have walked with him for years. We have ate with him. We've slept with him. We've talked with him. I mean, he is real, just like Cheryl is real. She's sitting right here. I mean, I don't have to guess. I have felt of her. I've touched her. I put my hand on her head. I put my hand on her body. Her body's warm. Her heart's obviously pumping. She's still alive and well. So how do I know she's alive and well? I've experienced her. Isn't that true? I've even handled her. You know, I know she's real. So somebody says, you know, but this woman, let me show you a picture of this girl. They show me the picture and say, this woman never existed. Let me tell you, I don't care what you tell me. It'd be hard to tell somebody that if somebody took away Scott today to try to convince you that he never existed. Because you've lived with him and loved him for years, right? How many years did you say y'all been married the other day?
29.
29 years just the other day. So it'd be hard to tell you that he never existed, right?
Absolutely.
It's impossible. But there is people out there today that will try their best to tell you that healing doesn't work, that it's not there. God doesn't do these kind of things anymore. How many of you have heard somebody say that in the last few weeks, that Jesus doesn't heal? I mean, he doesn't do miracles. Wow. But I know he does, and you know he does. That's why I have these testimonies with people like Paula and her sister and, you know, all kinds of testimonies. I love it. And then whenever we get healed, we see something like that, we think how awesome that is. And then when I ask Max to come up and tell this story, this is not about healing, but that just goes to show that if you ask God for anything, and just think, his wife had worked diligently to get her master's degree, and he promised to get her those nice, beautiful diamond earrings if she got her master's degree. That girl worked for those things, did she not? A master's degree don't come easy. You know, it takes some study and time and effort and everything. So when she fulfilled that obligation and got her master's degree, he bought her the diamond rings. So she's earrings. So she's had them now for 18 years. And she loved those things and she didn't want to lose them. But the average person today, the average person, even those in church, if you lose those diamond earrings, here's what they'll do. Everybody they meet, they'll say, what a sad thing. I lost my earrings. I lost my earrings. I lost my earrings. Your earrings are lost. But you didn't really lose your earrings. You just misplaced them. Now then, if your confession is, I just misplaced them, Lord, I don't know where they are, but I know you know where they are, and I ask you to bring them back to me. Thank you, Lord, for doing it. And what does he do? He brought them back. But what I thought was so cool, in a shower with a tapered drain, and three people had been through and showered in that shower, and then one had cleaned that shower. And then Max goes and looks down at the floor, and there it is, laying 6 inches from the drain. Is that pretty awesome? And then, of course, when he told me he still had the back on, I said, oh, Lord. Now, that's not just a coincidence. Somebody put, if that woman wore those earrings to Oklahoma City and back, they had the backs on them. And then when she gets back somewhere, she loses it. And who knows where she lost it? I mean, there ain't no telling where that woman lost it. She might have lost it in the office in Oklahoma City. You know that? There's a very good possibility that it fell out up there somewhere. And when they prayed, the Lord, he has no distance, nothing, no time with him or nothing. Whenever they prayed and asked the Lord to let them find that earring, he sent an angel, and that angel went right to that earring. He got that earring, brought that thing, and laid it down. I believe after everybody had showered, everybody had cleaned the shower and everything else, whenever he started to walk by there, the Lord said, now will be a good time. So the angel reached over and laid the diamond earring right there in the light, where it would glisten in the light, where when he looked in the shower, he says, well, there it is, laying right there in the shower, of all places, for it not to be, that's where it was. Isn't that amazing? Verse 2, let's go to verse 2. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and we hear it, we hear witness, and show unto you what eternal life, which was with the Father, and was manifested unto us. Just think, I have never had the privilege to see Jesus. I don't know if there's anybody in here that ever has seen him or not, but I have not seen the Lord. But I don't have to see him. I have seen his miracles.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, Refuse to Receive Symptoms, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.